This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Today on Go Nomad, we fly to the third largest city in Turkey, tucked in the glittering Aegean coast. The city is a gateway to the stunning Greek island of Chios and the wonders of the ancient world. Please fasten your seatbelt because it's going to get a little bumpy as we make our way, our final approach to the windy city of Izmir, Turkey. If you take a road trip through the Izmir region, like our senior writer Chin Liang did, you'll notice many giant wind turbines slowly spinning their blades along the highway. According to a recent report, Izmir accounts for about 32% of the wind power of Turkey. But this modern energy hub has a history that goes back thousands of years. Izmir, that's I-Z-M-I-R, was once part of several ancient civilizations, including the Greek, Roman, and the Ottoman. Downtown Izmir can feel a little overwhelming when you first arrive, with heavy traffic and vendors pushing their fruit and vegetable carts through the crowds. But you'll quickly warm up to the charm of the chaos. At many stalls, you'll see dried red chili peppers hanging like stringy garlands. This spice is commonly used in Turkish cuisine to add heat and deep smoky flavor. There's always a street food cart selling simit, a ring-shaped Turkish sesame bagel wrapped in wax paper that people grab on the go. It's a go-to snack, especially when you're on the move and want something quick and cheap in Izmir. In the evening, head to Konak Square by the waterfront. The square is the cultural and historical heart of Izmir, surrounded by important landmarks like the clock tower, built in 1901 Moorish style, and the Konak Mosque, an 18th century Ottoman-style mosque covered in beautiful tiles. The square is always packed with crowds hanging around the fountains and the flocks of pigeons swooping overhead. At the pier, Chin suggests, if you see a street cart selling tavluklu pilaf, grab some. This classic Turkish comfort food is made with tender shredded or chopped chicken and rice. Yum guaranteed. Izmir has a well-connected metro and train system. People mainly come here to visit Ephesus, the famous ancient city of ruins. Most people usually take tours, but you can do it yourself by taking the train to Selçuk and then catching a local bus to Ephesus. Ephesus was originally an ancient Greek city, but later came under the rule of the Romans. Most of the ruins in Ephesus are very well preserved, especially the great massive stone amphitheater with semicircular seating rising in deep terraces curving around the center stage. This theater was once used for plays, political gatherings, and gladiator battles back in ancient Roman times. The Library of Celsus is one of the world's most famous ancient libraries. It was built to honor Tiberius Julius Celsus Polemenius, a former governor of the province of Asia. You can still see the grand columns of the library today, and tucked between them are imposing statues that represent wisdom, goodness, thought, and knowledge. There's also an ancient communal toilet, a row of stone seats side by side that will spark your imagination, maybe make you cringe a little, and be thankful for how toilets have evolved into what they are today. It's the perfect place for people to take hilarious vacation photos. Nearby Ephesus, you can visit the House of the Virgin Mary. It is a pilgrimage site believed to be the final home of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Just a five-minute drive from Ephesus is the Temple of Artemis, an ancient Greek temple dedicated to the goddess Artemis. The temple was one of seven wonders of the ancient world. From the city of Izmir, you can easily take a day trip to Cesme, which is spelled C-E-S-M-E, and Alicante. The bus ride to Alicante takes a little over an hour from Izmir. Chin suggests going to Alicante first, then Cesme. Both towns are just 20 minutes apart by bus. Alicante is a former Greek village crisscrossed with cobblestone lanes, stone houses, and charming cafes. Here, time seems to slow down and even slip backward. Occasionally, you'll see a horse-drawn carriage trotting along the cobblestones, and you might raise an eyebrow and wonder, what year is it now? Grab a seat at a cafe with outdoor seating and watch the world go by. Sometimes a friendly stray dog might hop up beside you and snuggle close. Don't be afraid of them. Stray dogs around here are usually pretty calm and friendly with people. Many of these dogs wear ear tags showing they've been neutered or spayed and vaccinated. Locals and shop owners take good care of them, always leaving out food and water. Some shop owners even let them stay inside their stores. Similar to what happens in Istanbul with the cats. Cesme is a gateway to the Greek island of Chios. A short ferry ride from the Cesme waterfront will get you there. You can spend a night or two exploring the medieval villages, countryside, and beaches. It's the island where resin for the mastic tree. It's the island where resin from the mastic tree is harvested to make chewing gum. While at Disma waterfront, make sure you visit the Disma Castle, a 16th century fortress overlooking the Aegean. In front of the fortress is a striking statue of an 18th century Ottoman admiral standing next to a lion. The story goes that the admiral rescued this lion during... The story goes that the admiral rescued a lion cub during a naval expedition and raised it as his companion. Whether you are a culture vulture, history buff, beach bum, or romance seeker, there's always something for there's always something to do and enjoy in the elegant city of Izmir, Turkey, under the Mediterranean sun.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.